You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that realizes that curiosity can be the mother of invention. Artist and composer Tyson Ayres builds new instruments out of cast-off pieces of old ones. But his instruments aren't your usual guitars and drums. They're installation-sized instruments that many people can play at once. His newest invention is called the Sound Cave. KALW's Molly Samuel checked it out at Million Fishes Gallery in San Francisco's Mission District, where Ayres lives and works.
Tyson Ayres has a knack for building outsized musical instruments. His first was a musical bike path, where a cyclist riding over a series of bumps acts as a human-sized stylus. Another recent project was a forest of whimsical instruments, with places for musicians to perch in trees and on the forest floor, experimenting and playing together. So the Sound Cave isn't an adventure in scale.
It's about 5 feet tall and 6 feet across, and it's actually about 2 tons now. And it kind of feels like a small art project for me.
It's an architectural installation as much as an instrument. The 4 inward-facing walls and the ceiling, plus the 4 walls facing out, are made of 9 broken pianos. It's as if a tiny rustic cabin were lined with metal strings instead of quilts. There aren't any keys, but you can play it by strumming the strings like a harp or a guitar. Ayres says it's a little like getting inside a piano.
All of it's filled up with usually gold, metal, like copper strings and wood. And imagine if you crawled into that piano and then you turned it around and you're surrounded by those materials. And it's almost like a little sofa fort from when you're a little kid and building just forts out of cushions, but instead they're actually out of pianos.
The pillow fort comparison is apt. Ayres has a playful attitude about the Sound Cave and wants anyone to be able to enjoy it.
Each one of the 9 walls is tuned uniquely, but what I ended up doing is tuning it so it all works together. And I was really conscious about trying to tune it for any audience member, somebody who's never played music, somebody who's worries or thinks that they can never play music. So when they came in and just brushed the strings, everything would be in tune with each other.
You want to come in?
But it's a complex instrument, and there are many ways to use it. It's so responsive to sounds around it, you don't even have to touch it for the strings to begin resonating. Human voices and laughter, trucks driving by outside, other noises in the gallery, they'll all make the Sound Cave rumble and ring. And musicians playing other instruments nearby can accompany themselves with the Sound Cave.
It's pretty wild. It starts to make the instrument feel like a living being.
Though made of pianos, the Sound Cave is not tuned the way pianos are usually tuned, to the Western chromatic scale. Instead, Ayres has tuned some of the walls to ancient scales from around the world, and others are tuned to frequencies you usually wouldn't expect to hear.
This is essentially the tones of the orbits of the planets.
A frequency is the number of times something happens in a given amount of time. So Ayres took big frequencies, frequencies on a galactic scale, and made them twice as fast over and over again, which means going up an octave each time until they were audible.
This one here is Jupiter. Here's Saturn. Here's the lunar cycle.
The music of the spheres is an old idea. Pythagoras wondered what it could be, and Dante tried describing it in the Divine Comedy. Ayres has updated it here and thrown it in the mix with collaboration, creative reuse, and good old-fashioned fun.
It's really nice. I don't put any rules about what you're supposed to do or not supposed to do in this. And I like the fact that that creates for people to come in and really explore and kind of open up. And doing that, like, you see a lot of different personalities come out in this, within this instrument.
In San Francisco's Mission District, I'm Molly Samuel for Cross Currents.
Million Fish's Gallery is hosting closing weekend performances on The Sound Cave this weekend. You can find links for more information at our website, crosscurrentsradio.org.